Hello and welcome to Travel Bistro. I'm Pam Barker. Thank you for joining me in my bistro today. I know you're right on the other side of the mic. Thank you. Today I want to talk more to people who perhaps don't like to travel that much, but still love to get out and see some things of interest. Yesterday we attended a re-grand opening of a hotel near us in Deerfield Beach, Florida. The weird thing about when you, perhaps you don't want to get on a plane, you don't like the crowds, there are so many reasons why people stay home or they stay close to home, because that is their choice and they're comfortable with that. However, sometimes even as much as we travel in our world, there are surprises. There are these little nuggets out there and you go, wow, how did we not know about this? That happened yesterday when we went to the re-grand opening of the Embassy Suites by Hilton in Deerfield Beach, Florida. It is right on the beach. They have the most beautiful location. And when we stepped out onto a balcony on the 7th floor, it took our breath away. The view was so stunning. And we went, why do we not spend more time in Deerfield Beach? Well, we will change that. First, let me tell you a little bit about Embassy Suites, if you don't know. They really are suites. The top of the line room at this particular hotel in Deerfield Beach, every room has two bathrooms. The rooms are large. They have balconies. Now, if you are in Deerfield Beach, you may or may not get an ocean view. There are some of the rooms that don't have ocean views. I highly recommend asking for an ocean view. It's so worth it. The water is so beautiful. We're not that far from Belize. We're not that far from the Bahamas. We're not that far from Cuba, let's face it. So the water is very Caribbean. It's very, very blue. And when the sun is shining correctly, like it was yesterday, it shimmers, it glows. It's absolutely gorgeous. So this newly renovated hotel there, the Embassy Suites in Deerfield Beach, their restaurant, beautifully done. The food is beautifully done. The pool area is lovely. And the beach is right there. You're right on it. You walk out kind of the back of the hotel, cross a little street, and there's the beach. It's fantastic. If you take the boardwalk behind the hotel, it takes you down into a part of Deerfield Beach where there are restaurants. Like any beach town where you have wonderful restaurants where you can sit outside, you can have cocktails, iced tea, whatever. That's how it is, and it is so beautifully done. Now, while I am talking about this particular hotel near us, if you, no matter where you live, is what I'm trying to say, within a 100-mile radius, you may be surprised at what you can find. I think it's never been more important to find our zen, to find our level of relaxation, and to shut everything off. And I mean, shut it down. Shut the phone off. Even when you silence your phone, like I do from time to time, my iPad, my cell phone, you can put it on focus. In other words, no calls are going to disturb you. They're not going to come through. However, if your family member needs you, there is a way to have to push through in an emergency situation. It's like in the old days when you were on the phone, a real landline phone. Now, some of you may not understand this, but at one time there was a landline phone connected to a wall. And if you, there was no call waiting, there was nothing like that. If you stayed on the phone too long and someone really had an emergency, or it was someone who just really wanted to talk, you could get the operator to break in and see if you would accept this call, this emergency call. Well, it's like that without the operator. It's just a way to push through in an emergency. So if you need time away, but you don't want to travel far, look close to home, Because even yesterday, coming home from Deerfield, we were driving along the ocean and we saw two parks that we had never seen before. We've lived in Florida a long time. We didn't know these parks were there, so we're going to go back. It was too late to stop, so we'll have to go back. But that's the beauty of staying close to home. Now, people do what they call staycations, where they really do stay at home, and during the day they go and see sites around close to home, and they don't really have to leave their actual domicile. But the fun thing is, if you take a map and just do a circle of radius of 50, 100 miles, it's amazing what you can find to do. New things, new sights, new sounds. And like with Embassy, if you have a family, you can have these two bathrooms. You can have a make out, a sofa that makes out, in addition to the bedroom, a separate bedroom. It is a suite. And you still can have someone else do everything for you. You can get have the beds, the linens. You don't have to do anything. The room service, the pools, whatever. So look close to home and see what kind of deals there are. Now, where we are, it's hard to get deals, especially at certain times of the year, because we live in an area where it's a very popular place to come and visit. But still, even so, there are deals to be made. And depending on where you go, you can also get good deals on the sites around you. You can get senior citizen tickets. You can get breaks for children. Children get in free. Some places children eat free. So even if you are not prone to go hop on an airplane or a train or a bus or your car, do think about taking the car out. Pack your stuff in there. Get away from. Turn everything off. Tune it all out. And take some time to get to know what's near you. What are the things that are out there you didn't know existed? Because I think getting caught up in our day-to-day responsibilities, obligations that we have, there are pets to consider. I think the fun thing about traveling now, when you have pets, there you have ways to check on your pets. The cameras that are in place at certain VIP. When we had our beloved dog, it was a VIP place for you to leave your dog, and any time of the day or night, you could peek in, go to their website, and see what the dogs are doing. Now, having said that, don't get so consumed in watching your dog, you're not enjoying yourself. Go ahead and take time away from the dog. And I know that's hard. But you can also have cameras at your home. Excuse me so much. So you can check. You can check your yard, you can check your driveways, you can check your front porch, your front door if you don't have a porch, to make sure. And even if someone rings your doorbell, you can see who it is trying to visit you at your home. So many ways to get away and still have a comfort level of things are taken care of while I'm away. But the close to home trips, there's a lot to be said for that. Even if you just decide on this will be a food trip. We're going to find this great hotel. We're going to enjoy all the amenities, the spa where you can have a massage or a facial, or just relax. Sometimes they have these stone lounge chairs where you can relax, or the sauna. Even if you don't want an actual massage, you can have a cold kind of experience, or a steam experience. But suppose you just decide, excuse me, to have a food kind of getaway close to home, But you're trying restaurants you haven't tried before. Maybe you're going to try different foods you haven't tried before. You're going to have an adventure. And I posted something today on social media, and it says, attitude is everything. Choose wisely. And I think that's true when you're looking at food as you travel. Maybe you won't like something new, but then again, what if you do? What if you come home from your experience and you decide you're gonna try to make something new at home? So whether you are a world traveler, whether you never leave your state, suppose you don't get too far from your city that you live in, to be out there and to meet new people, and I encourage you to do that, even if it's just your server. You can tell if they want to make small talk. Sometimes they don't. They're busy. So I respect that. I try really hard to be careful. I don't bother to tell people my life story as if they're busy, because why would I do that? But sometimes a server has relocated and they miss home. They miss where they're from. We find this a lot in both Uber and Lyft drivers and servers. They are not originally from X place. Who is anymore? we're a culture of movers. But and so they want to talk. They want to tell you a little bit while they're waiting for you to decide what you're going to have as an appetizer, about where they're from and why they relocated and what their plan is, and if they may be making money to go to school. They may be in school. So give the server the opportunity to engage with you just a little bit if you're so inclined. Maybe you don't want to bother. You know, you're tuned out. It's like, I can't take on any more information from anyone. I get that. Thank you so much, though, whatever kind of travel you do. And even if you don't travel, thank you for listening in, because you don't have to be a traveler to listen to In at Travel Bistro. Don't forget my other podcast. It's a general topic podcast to talk about everything there. It's GIGI in the 561. And if you want to join me there, please do so. Whether you want to be a guest, just let me know. We can talk. Your choice of topic, or if you just want to listen in, that's fine too. Be sure to look up North Palm Beach Life, because on North Palm Beach Life, all of these podcasts rest there. Of course, they're on 20 platforms, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, Pandora, 20 platforms besides North Palm Beach Life, but they're always there. And while you're there, use the search bar, type in something, because Gerry, G-E-R-R-Y, is the producer of this podcast, these podcasts, as well as NorthPalmBeachLife.com. Lots of photos, lots of information there about many things going on, not just about North Palm Beach. It's vastly varied. So do check it out. Gerry, G-E-R-R-Y, also writes for All Things Cruise and Splash Magazines Worldwide. So you can find him out there writing. Just type his name in any search bar, and there you will find him. We have a YouTube channel by the name of, yes, NorthPalmBeachLife.com. Tons of videos out there. Some of them have received so many views, we are blown away by it. So thank you very much. Subscribe to these podcasts. I appreciate you doing that. I also am a writer. I have 4 novels on Amazon. They're just fun reads. I'm not trying to cure any ills of the world. They're just fun reads. I invented characters that I like and would like to hang out with. No, they're not people I really know. They're composites of many people. Total fiction. I also have a children's book. So look me up, Pamela Barker, on Amazon. I thank you very much for that. Mostly, I thank you for lending me your ears here at Travel Bistro or Gigi in the 561, either of those. So please, I hope you will come back. I'm Pam Barker. Gigi, Travel Bistro. See, no one's perfect. Thank you so much. Stay with me and come back.